Amen. Praise God. When we, amen, talk about trust, praise God, we are, amen, speaking of, amen, praise God, the, amen, the attitude of relying on. Can you say amen? When you put your trust in, amen, praise God, someone, that means you're relying on them. Amen, praise God. And so then, praise God, there is the idea in trust of reliance. There's also, praise God, an idea in trust, amen, praise God, of assured hope. Amen. Not a random hope. Not, amen, praise God, a hope, can you say, amen, praise God, that, amen, is about maybe he will or maybe he won't, can you say, amen. But it is about an assured hope. Amen, praise God. Trust also, amen, praise God, involves something, can you say, amen, that is entrusted to someone else's care. Can you say amen? And so as a people of God, we have put our life in the hand of God. And we know, praise God, where our life resides. Praise God, it resides in God's hand. So we rely on God. We have an assurance in God. Amen, praise God. And we have all given him, amen, praise God, amen, something to hold in our behalf. He's the mind keeper. Can you say
yes,
amen?
Yes,
so
yes,
we give him our mind. Can you say thank right. you, Jesus? Amen. He's able, praise God, to keep us body and a soul. And so, praise God, amen, all that we are, if we are the redeemed of the Lord, all that we are belongs, amen, to God.
Right.
And all have been put in his hand. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And amen, praise God. As we come into the context of our scripture today, praise God, and we will, amen, go to the text in the 10th chapter of the book of Mark, praise God. As we are looking at the context of this, amen, scripture, we are seeing, amen, praise God, a man who has, amen, great riches. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen, praise God. And he is coming, amen, as it were, to the Lord. And as he comes to God, can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He has a question. And if we look back in that 10th chapter of the book of St. Mark, we'll find out, praise God, that, amen, praise God, the question that he has is given to us in that 17th verse of the 10th chapter of the book of St. Mark. Because he approaches God, amen, praise God, and he, amen, if we, amen, praise God, read down, praise God, we'll find out that this is a man of good morals, praise God. Amen. He's not a vile person, not an evil person, so to speak, but he is one, praise God, who has good morals and who have practiced those morals and who is, amen, attendant to, amen, praise God, the law of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So in verse number 17, as he approaches the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, he addresses him as the good master. And as he, amen, identifies God as the good master, he asks this question, what, amen, praise God, shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Can we say amen?
Amen?
So make no mistake about it, praise God, this young man knows what's on the line. He identifies, praise God, the fact that what he desires is eternal life. Can you say thank you, Jesus? He knows what he's looking for. He knows what he's asking God to receive. God, I want eternal life. And what must I do? Amen, praise God, that I shall inherit it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, it's a good thing to desire to have life eternal. Amen, praise God. It's a good thing to want, amen, to receive of God that he has for us that is eternal life. Can you say amen? So he knew what was on the table. And Jesus, amen, said unto him, verily, amen, praise God, said unto him, why callest thou me good? Can you say thank you, Jesus? So, amen, we are not to believe that we can flatter God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And God is not moved by our flattery. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. And so God, amen, praise God, identifies, praise God, that we are to identify God Father. Amen, praise God, as the one who is good. And God, amen, as he was manifested in the flesh as man, praise God, was as, amen, praise God, the Son of God, amen. And so, praise God, in the picture of humanity, all of humanity is to look to, amen, one as the source of good. Can you say amen? And the scripture supports that every good, perfect gift comes from good. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. You would expect nothing else, praise God. If you're going to get a good and a perfect gift, it has to come from that is good. Amen. And so Jesus, praise God, pushes aside, amen, praise God, the flattery, amen, praise God, and he asks the question, amen, why are you calling me good? There is none good but one, that is God. And so the Lord moves on to his question. He says, thou knowest, verse 19, the commandments. Do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and thy mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these things have I observed from my youth. So, amen, praise God. He has a morally good character. Amen, praise God. This just didn't happen overnight. Amen, praise God. This one, amen, young man has been walking in this, amen, praise God, obedience to the things of God from his youth. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And, amen, praise God. And Jesus looks at him. Amen. Nobody can see us like God can see us. Tell your neighbor, you can't even see you like God can see you. You ought to praise him today. Nobody can see us like God can see us. So amen, praise God. And I'll preach that one day. But what are you looking at? What you looking at? Amen, praise God. Because can't nobody see us like God can see us. Because all of us, we look on the outward appearance. But God, he looks deeper. Can you say amen? And amen, praise God. And as he speaks to God, amen, Jesus beholds him. And as he looks at him, he loves him. Can you say amen? Amen. He sees good, amen, qualities in this individual. He sees good things. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. God is a loving God. And amen, praise God. Even though he is able and does look beyond faults, amen, to see needs, he also recognizes good character. Can you say amen? Amen. And as he looked at this young man, praise God, he loved him. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God, having looked at him, he also was able to identify, amen, praise God, what this young man needed. And so he told him, one thing thou lackest. Amen, praise God. You've done those commandments. You've walked in obedience to those things, but there is still one thing that you lack. And he tells him, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, give it to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up thy cross, and follow me.
Amen.
Now this young man knew what was on the line because he had asked God, what do I need to do that I might receive eternal life? Can you say amen? And when he heard what he needed to do to receive eternal life, amen, praise God, he was sad. Can you say thank you, Jesus? he was sad, not because, praise God, of, amen, praise God. It was beyond, praise God, what he was able to do. That was not the source of his sadness. Can you say amen? He wasn't sad because, praise God, what God had asked him for was impossible for him. That was not the cause of his sadness. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But amen. But when he heard what, amen, praise God, God had asked him to do, amen, praise God, even though he knew eternal life was on the table, amen, praise God, he, amen, praise God, was in his sadness, he evidently turned and he went away grieved. Why? For he had great possessions. And because of those possessions, can you say amen? He was unwilling to let go of those possessions for eternal life. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
And Jesus looked around about, and this is where we came into our, amen, praise God, text for our message today. Can you say amen?
Amen?
And amen. As he looked around about, he said, praise God, amen, not just this young man, not just this individual, because it saddened God that, amen, praise God, that he would turn. Can you say amen? But God not only, praise God, looked at him. Can you say amen? But amen, praise God, but he looked at, amen, praise God, anyone, hallelujah, who would put their trust in the wrong place. Amen, praise God. And amen, he said, at that young man turned and he looked around, praise God, on his disciples, and he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God?
Amen.
Lord, have mercy. This is coming from God himself. Can you say thank you, Jesus? And amen, praise God. And the disciples, they were astonished at what, amen, he said. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But Jesus clarifies as he answers again. And he said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? Amen, praise God. And so, amen, praise God, riches was not the issue. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen, praise God. But trust in riches, amen, became, praise God, the issue. And the issue was trust. And amen, praise God, misplaced trust, amen, praise God, can make a whole lot of things difficult in our life.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, it's important to put your trust in the right place. Can you say amen? Tell him again, it's important that you put your trust in the right place. Misplaced trust, hallelujah, will make it very difficult, amen, praise God, for you even to get saved, amen, praise God, because, amen, your trust, amen, is not where it ought to be, amen, you won't come to who you ought to come to in the time of your trouble. Can you say amen? Amen, praise God. If you got your trust misplaced, if you got your trust in the wrong place, amen, praise God, it's not going to be easy for you, amen, to be saved. It's going to be very difficult. Can we say amen? And while the eye of the needle is not, amen, praise God, the sewing needle, it's a stone, a rock, amen, praise God, it has a very narrow passage to get through. Can you say thank you, Jesus? It turned the needle. Can you say amen? Still, praise God, God points to the difficulty when trust is out of line and not placed in the place where it ought to be placed. Can we say amen?
Amen.
So trust, praise God, will make it hard for you, amen, praise God, to be saved. Why? Because, amen, praise God, you got, amen, trust in the wrong place. But if you believe what God said, if you believe he's able to save and to deliver, if you believe he's able
able, praise God, to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can think or ask. If you dare to put your trust in God, then he can make ways out of no way. Just say amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. You just don't, hallelujah, walk up, amen, praise God, and come into relationship with God. But you've got to believe that he is. You've got to believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Can you say amen? You can count on what God said. If I seek him with my whole heart, I will find him. Can we say amen? If you trust it in your ability, if you trust it in your righteousness, you got your trust in the wrong place. Can you say amen? Misplaced trust is dangerous. Can you say amen? Misplaced trust, not only will it make it hard for you to be saved, it'll make it hard for you to be delivered. Can you say amen? Praise God. If I'm not trusting in the one that's able to do all things, amen, praise God, I might doubt that I have a way out. But how many know, if you got God, you got everything you need. Amen. No matter how low my mountain, no matter how high my mountain, I trust that God is able to bring me through and deliver me and give me the victory, not only one time, but over and over and over and over and over again. Tell your neighbor, I trust in God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. Trusting, amen, in God delivers us from a trust, amen, that may be misplaced in men. Amen. Amen. Men will fail you, no matter how well intentioned they may be. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. As amen, praise God, the army came against Hezekiah. Amen. There was a revelation. Can you say amen? Why? Because sometimes it looks like, amen, the enemy got more on his side than you got on your side. Can you say amen? And when the enemy is spread out all abroad, and amen, and all you can see, trouble here, trouble there, trouble, trouble, trouble everywhere. Can you say amen? Amen. But Hezekiah, amen, was not shaken when he saw difficulties ahead of him. Amen. The armies that were raised up against him, numbers, amen, physical numbers, amen, meant that the opposing army had more, hallelujah, than was with Hezekiah. But the word of faith stood up and said, there are more with us than are with them. Y'all better praise him. How many know if you got God on your side, you got more with you than ever enemy is able to bring against you. Can you say amen? Hezekiah, amen, let hallelujah the people of God know there are more with us than there are with them, for with them is the arm of flesh. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, you ain't got a whole lot, but all you got is the arm of flesh. Amen. Tell your neighbor, it won't carry you through every storm, it won't bring you through every valley, it won't lift you over every hill, but if you trust in God, Lord, he can make ways out of no way. With them is the arm of flesh, but with us, can you say amen? Amen is the power of our God, a God that will fight your battle. Anybody believe that God will literally stand up and fight for you? Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, I believe God will literally stand up and fight. man that trusteth in man. But our trust, our confidence is in the Lord. Our God, you better pray. Can you say amen? I hear the psalmist say, some trust in chariots, some they trust in horses, but we will remember the name of our anybody. Know his name.
Anybody!
Know his name. We will remember the name of our God. In your time of trouble, you got a name that you can remember. In your time of difficulty, you got a name that you can call on. In your time of need, you got a name that you can call on. Somebody call his name. Can you say amen? But again, we rise. I done took away, amen, the livelihood. I got their money. I got their health. Ain't nobody fighting for them. I know they going down. Amen, but wait a minute. We got a name that we trust in. And if we trust in that name, do we rise, for the word of God declares we rise and we stand. Say your name. I'm rising up to be leading over. I'm rising up to stand up. I'm rising up to be leading over. Because God's gonna hold me. Can you say thank you, Jesus? If you can break the power of God, then maybe. Can you say amen? And the last word I got was, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So praise him for who he is. Praise him for what he is. Glory to God. Thank you. gets you is trust. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. We don't understand the issue. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. We allow stuff to get in our way because we don't understand the issue. Can you think of the issue is trust? Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because we don't understand the issue. Sometimes people don't want you to go to the doctor. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because you don't understand the issue. Can you say thank you, Jesus? What you telling me, preacher? I'm telling you that God has given you privilege to use a whole lot of stuff. God gives you privilege to use doctors. He gives you privilege to use lawyers. He gives you privilege, amen, praise God, to use other workers, amen, skilled workers. Can you say amen? But what God does not allow you to do is to put your trust in any of them. Tell your neighbor, I can use it, but I can't trust it. I can use it, I can't trust it. I can use it, can't trust it. So I'll use the doctor, but don't ask me to trust it. Because the doctor ain't gonna be my healer. The doctor ain't gonna be my deliverer. The word I got out of the 103rd Psalm that I am the Lord who healeth all of your diseases. If you got it, God can heal. I say if you got it, God can heal. Don't misplace your trust. Amen. Keep your trust anchored in God. In the wrong place. Can't nobody do what God can do. You better trust in God. You can use medicine. Don't trust in it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Amen. If you need a lawyer, you can use a lawyer. Can you say thank you? But don't put your trust in it. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Because ain't nobody going to plead your case like God going to plead. Ain't nobody going to stand up as your day's man like God is going to stand up as your day's man. So I got a lot of stuff that I can use. Put my trust in God. Can you say thank you, Jesus? That's what you got to keep. Tell your name, you gotta keep your trust. You gotta keep your trust in God. And when you get that trust misplaced, amen, you're gonna be in trouble. Why? Because things are getting hard. Can you say amen? Trusting in the arm of flesh, stuff's gonna get hard. Amen. Trusting in the doctor, stuff's gonna get hard. Trusting in the lawyer, stuff's gonna get hard. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, the only secure place to put your trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you put your trust in Him, He'll never let you down. He'll never fail you. He'll never come short. Tell your neighbor, I gotta trust Him. That's the issue. The reason I'm crying all night. Because I ain't trusting Him. Can you say amen? The reason I'm scared to death, I ain't trusting Him. Can you say amen? The issue ain't the giant. The issue is the trust. Ask Joshua. Ask Caleb. They looked at the same giants that everybody else looked at. Can you say amen? And Joshua and Caleb said, let's go on at once. They ain't nothing but bread for us. Can you say amen? I'm ready to go and get what God told me I can have. Anybody believe it? Can you make a question of the issue? Trust is an issue. Trust is an issue. Trust is an issue. You trust God. You ain't gonna worry about how you gonna make it. Can you say amen? Tell your neighbor, that ain't my worry. That ain't my worry. You asking me how I'm gonna pay my bill? That ain't my worry. Listen, I belong to somebody. I've been redeemed. Don't you care? Can you say thank you? Can you say, Jesus, don't you worry? Can you say, amen? Consider those sparrows, not one of them fall to the ground. My Father don't know. Can you say, amen? Consider the lilies of the field. Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these were. And they only going to be here for a little time. They're here today and gone today. Thank you, Jesus. Your neighbor, the issue is trust. I gotta trust in God. When I don't see my way, I gotta trust in God. When I can't feel my way, I gotta trust in God. Job said, though he slay me, can you say, thank you, Jesus? Tell your neighbor, that's all the way. That's all the way. That's all the way. Job said, though he slay me, I'm not going to put my trust nowhere else. Because I realize trust. That's the issue. When I'm trusting, I'm not going to be afraid. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Sometimes fear come out of nowhere. You wasn't looking to be afraid, but all of a sudden it gripped your heart. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? You wasn't worried 5 minutes ago, now you're worried. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Wasn't worried yesterday, now you're worried. But the psalmist said, at what time I am afraid. So the disciples asked the Lord, if it's like that, Lord, who can be saved? Who can be delivered? Amen. We need to realize you can't make it without God. Amen. But if God don't deliver you, you ain't going to get delivered. If God don't bring you out, you ain't going to get brought out. Can you say amen? Amen. Praise God. But God tells them, look, with men, it's impossible. A man can't do it. So why are you going to put your trust? Why are you putting your trust over there? Man can't do it. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Pray God. With men, it is impossible. Men reach stages and places. And you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Just because you go to the doctor, that don't mean he can help you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. Praise God. Sometimes they tell you to your face, ain't nothing I can do for you. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So if you trusted in him, you done. Can you say, what's the doctor tell you? Ain't nothing I can do for you. If you trusted in him, you done. Are you saying your case is hopeless? If you trusted in him, you're done. But the child of God is told you can't put your trust in him. So don't put your trust in him. That means you can't trust you. Say what? I say you can't trust you. To lead people on understanding. Can't trust you.
Yeah,
I got to figure it out. I got to work out. I know. Yeah, you know. And you say, thank you, Jesus. You're going to make God giggle, right? Yeah. And then he going to bust out and laugh. Can you say, thank you, Jesus? Amen. What we want to say, amen, if the Lord will, praise God, this will happen, that will happen.
Amen, amen.
With men, amen, praise God, it's impossible. But the hope, amen, praise God, that is resoundingly anchored in God is that with God, all things are possible. If you want to turn it the other way, he said it again. See, God don't leave no room for you to get it twisted. Amen, praise God. He tell you, with God, nothing is impossible. Then he tell you, with God, all things are possible. So ain't no way you're going to get out of that. Because with God, amen, praise God, all things are possible. And with God, nothing is impossible. What better place? What better place to put your trust than in one with whom nothing is impossible? The best place in the world to put my trust in a God, amen, that can do everything.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so then, he don't call in no experts for counsel. He don't call on nobody for direction. He don't call on nobody, praise God, for guidance. Can you say thank you, Jesus? Amen. He can do it all by himself. Can you say thank you, Jesus? So we've got one place to go in the time of our difficulty. In the time of our troubles, in the time of our trials, we got one place to go. It's not to the horses. It's not to the chariot. It's not to the arm of flesh. You say, thank you, Jesus. Are you hearing me? Amen. We got one place to go. Amen. Praise God. And that is to the Lord, our God. Bring your trouble.
Yes.
Bring your problem.
Yes.
Bring your issue.
Yes.
Bring it to God.
Yes.
And trust that God will work it out.
Yes.
Because trust is the issue.